Hello, all you wild kids out there. This is Chiba from Con Freaks and Geeks, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with singer-composer Mari. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Thank you. So are you enjoying TaioCon so far? Or?
Yeah, I'm actually leaving soon, but I came in yesterday and I've been having a great time.
Awesome. Did you fly in from Japan? Or
no, I live in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, yes. Cool. All right.
Since 1989, maybe before you were born.
Oh, wow. No, I was born before that.
Okay.
No, I'm from Cali too, though. So,
oh, okay, so, good.
I'm a California native.
That's I'm a Californian girl, yes.
That's what I'm talking about. They all want to be California girls. All want
to be one, right? That's right.
Awesome. But is this your first time at Taiwan, or it's not your first time, is it? You've been here before, or
to Arizona?
To Arizona to Taiwan.
This is my first trip to Arizona, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so you never been to Taiwan before?
Yeah, I've been to many places in the States, but somehow, I have never been to Arizona. So
well, you came at a great time because it's not very hot right now.
Weather is beautiful.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. Are you enjoying it?
Yes.
Nice.
And awesome. I can't believe that I can see the pool, hotel pool from my window. And yeah, people are just like naked, laying around there.
I mean, naked?
Not naked. Well, they're wearing actually bathing suits. But you know, like even Santa Monica, it's winter. So, you know, they can't be out there like it's summer. But then people here, they are bathing like, you know. It's summer, so I can't believe, you know, it's a great view.
Yeah, it's really nice weather out here.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to California, so. Mm-hmm. But you have the beach, though, so we don't have the beach here, unfortunately.
Oh,
so,
but beautiful pool.
true, California. So I have a question for you. What's the first song that you ever remember hearing? I mean, you're an artist and everything. You're a singer-composer. So what's the first song you ever remember hearing you know, in your life, like in childhood?
Well, I think it's the Ventures pipe line. That song. Do you know?
No, I'm not sure I know that song or not.
I was a baby. I was like 1 or 2, and my parents are music lovers. They were playing all those like a cool hip music. They're actually both dentists, and they were after their work, they were playing cool music like that in the office, and I was dancing to it.
Wow, yes. Sounds cool. It sounds very familiar to me, though.
Yeah, it's like they are famous as the Beach Boys, though. So
I've probably heard it before.
Check them out.
Yeah, the I love the Beach Boys.
Yeah. Also, there are like a few like we called it. There were some Japanese bands like group. We called it group sound somehow. Not band, but somehow we call them group sounds. I don't know how to explain it, but there are a few bands in Japan that I got so crazy about too. Like I was like only 4, but I was dreaming about dating with one of those like singers, you know, like.
Well, which band? Which group?
The Tigers.
The Tigers. Okay, nice, awesome. Like is it like a group of like a boy band or was it
They're rock and roll bands. Like they covered like Monkees and Beatles.
No way, the Monkees and the Beatles. I used to watch that show, The Monkees. Have you watched that show?
Yeah. Yes.
That is awesome.
Yeah, they actually, the Tigers, they actually did some reunion tour or something. They did some like huge concerts over there in Japan. So,
cool.
Yeah, I missed out that. But when I was a child, I was so jealous of all those like girls, women who were like, hey, at the concert because I was only like 4. Why can't I go? You know? Yeah.
Were you ever like one of those girls when we were at the concert where you were like screaming like, like if you've been to a concert?
I still am.
You are?
Like, I love being right in front of the band, like at the edge of the stage and,
nice.
You know, I don't touch them, but, because sometimes recently, like they have like the huge, like, what do you call it, like security bar, like, you know, we can't.
Right, like the barricade or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
That's a sad thing, actually.
And yeah,
I'm going to see this band called Biffy Rilo. Do you know Biffy Rilo?
Biffy Rilo?
Yeah, Rilo. It's like C-R-Y-L-O. Biffy.
Oh, okay. Biffy Krylo?
No. Like, yeah, but we don't pronounce Cedar.
Oh, that's
yeah.
right. That's right. Shoot. Okay.
Yeah, but they are from Scotland, and they're actually coming to LA on the Valentine's Day, so I'm going to be right up there, right at the stage up there.
What kind of band are they?
They're a rock and roll band.
Oh, rock and roll. Yeah, okay. Rock. I'm sure some people have heard of it, so.
Great band. Yeah.
Nice. Awesome. So, like, what type of music do you like besides, like, rock and roll, apparently?
Well, I basically like rock and roll bands, like Kings of Leon, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I like the boys, like, you know, who can sing strong, like, not scream, but, you know, like manly band.
Right.
I used to love Maroon 5.
You used to like, but you don't like them?
Well, I love them. I adore them. I cherish them forever, but, well, since when, you know, the Adam started to do that TV show, just the music changed also, and then got a little bit soft, so they used to be a rock and roll band too, like heavy rock and roll band.
Well, I remember hearing, I have a friend who's a big Maroon 5 fan, and I've heard a couple of their albums. I guess the first one was more blues, like, it was
yeah.
more rock and roll
and blues at the same time.
But you're right, their current music is more pop-like.
Yeah, so, and yeah. all, like, auto-tuned and just very, very, like, you know, like, compressed so highly, you know? So it sounds great on the radio or through the phone. Everybody listens to the music through the phone now.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So, yeah, but I used to go to their concerts and, you know, I knew all the groupies there because I was always up there.
You knew all the groupies.
They're like, "Well, why are you last week?" Like, "Oh, sorry." I was like, blah, blah, blah.
That's great. Yeah. That's awesome. Wow. Okay, cool. I have another question here for you. So what song of yours are you most proud of and why?
Well, I have so many songs that I wrote in my life, so I can't pick one. They're like my babies. I can't pick one. Like,
of course. Yeah. You can't pick a favorite. Yeah.
No, but I was actually talking to some of the supporters yesterday during the panel. Mm-hmm. There are a few of my favorite albums of my own, and the album that came to my head right now when you asked me was Kimono Stereo. That's an album, that was my fourth album when I was still with JVC Victor. And that was the first time I went to London and made the whole entire album in a foreign country. And then London, like England, is one of my very favorite countries to go or to live. It's my dream. And so Kimono Stereo is a cool, cool album. I worked with all the musicians from Jeff Beck band, you know, like, do you know the guitarist Jeff Beck?
I do not know that.
Oh,
guitar.
Come on!
I know, I'm bad.
Yeah. You gotta research Jeff Beck, and he's like one of the greatest guitarists like ever lived in this world. So,
wow, okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to look that up.
And so Kimono Stereo is a good album, and of course I have to promote my latest album, Take a Picture Against the Light, and
right.
that's a good album too.
Awesome.
Every album is different. I never do the same thing again.
Really? You always kind of change it up mm-hmm. for the fans and everything?
Well, I don't try to do it. It's just I'm never the same. So.
Right, that's true. That makes sense. I mean, people are ever evolving and growing
yeah.
and changing. So
yeah, you
sense.
Guys too. Like, yesterday and today are different, you know? I feel right. different and I sound different from yesterday, you know? It's
yeah.
never the same.
It's true. Very
yes.
true. Wow. Well, here's a question for people who are very concerned about, you know, maybe perhaps, you know, your personal life a little bit. Are you married or maybe involved with someone?
Wow. Well, no one asked me that kind of question lately. No, I'm single.
You're single? Oh, available.
I feel like this year I might go out with someone. I don't know, but I think it's about time for me to have a boyfriend, maybe.
Oh, wow. You hear that, people? A boyfriend. Get excited.
Yeah.
Start sending the flowers now. And the candy.
That sounds good. That sounds good.
That's awesome. Wow. Okay. Well, I have one more question for you.
Yes.
So what would you be doing if you weren't a musician? If you weren't a musician, what would you be doing?
Well, actually, I love ballet. I'm a ballet dancer also.
You're
as a
dancer?
Hobby. Yes,
no.
I do ballet. Every week I take 3-4 classes. I dance many, many hours every week. So my, you know, I just made a photo book called Dream, because for my dream, I want to be a ballerina if I well, we born again as a human, as a, you know, human being.
Right, right.
I'm
right.
not sure. Maybe I might be some animal next time. I'll be water. I don't know. But if I'll be born as a girl or a human, I'll be a ballerina. So okay. if I had a choice now, and if I'm completely skilled to be in a company, I'll be a ballerina.
Okay, well, then that leads into another good question. Okay, if you were not born in this century,
yes.
you know, what would you like to be born, like when and where would you like to have been born?
If I would be born again?
Yes, like any century in history.
Ah, well, I don't want to go back to the past because I think, I believe that we've done it so many times. Like, I don't think this is the first time I lived.
Right.
I think I came back. Few times,
right? Yeah, like different cycles of the world.
Yeah.
Right?
So I think I wanna be in the future, and oh, I can't choose. I don't know anything about the future, so.
So futuristic ballerina, pretty much. Like
yeah, and I maybe I don't have any. I feel like when we are all born, like we have some kind of like a recorded. Information in us that, like, sorry, I get kind of deep.
No, that's good.
Why, like, when I see people, sometimes I feel like, I feel like I've met this person before. Or, like, even our children, sometimes I feel like we were like together before, but different relationships. Like, sometimes I feel like one of my son was maybe my father or maybe my boyfriend, you know?
Right, right.
And then one of my sons actually. We always fight, like argue, so maybe he was my, you know, like enemy, my pastor, you
it's,
know?
It's possible. DNA and everything, I mean, yeah. that information carries over in generation after generation, so that's a very good, like, theory.
So I feel like we are, like, called, like, group souls, and then right. we're gonna be born again, and somehow the same person is in around me, and then maybe he's gonna be my teacher next time, or... I don't know. I think that's how we learn our relationships, our lives, you know, through right. people. Right. And then talking about relationships, I'm not very good with that, like human relationships, because it's really complicated. Sometimes people's feelings are easily offended. Me right. too. I'm a very sensitive person. So, you know, I don't have too many friends, and I don't go at party with too many people. But if I'll be born again, I think I wanna. I'm still trying to get better at it, but
right.
I wanna be more like, you know, less sensitive person. But then, if I wanna be a ballerina, maybe I have to be sensitive. I don't know, but you know, yeah. I wanna be happy.
Absolutely! Yes. Wow, that's amazing, right? Well, thank you for the time and everything for you know, the grant me time to talk to you. It's been really fun. So
thank you so much. I hope you had fun with me.
Yeah, I did a lot of fun. So, is there any like websites or
yes,
anything
yes.
you would like promote for yourself?
Yes.
Or, you know, right now. So.
Well, just like I told you during this interview, I have my latest album called "Take a Picture Against the Light," and this year actually I'm planning to at least I'll try to release something every month. Like maybe sometimes it's a calendar, sometimes it's a photo book, sometimes it's a music.
Right.
So come to my website called www.marimusic.com. Mari is M-A-R-I, not Mary or Marie. Marimusic.com, and my Facebook is it's the same. Facebook.com/Mari Iijima.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Mari Iijima. This is Chiba for Conflicts and Geeks with Mari Iijima, right?
Iijima. Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Thank you very much for your time. And all you wild, crazy kids out there from Conflicts and Geeks, stay freaking geeking.
Thank you.